Happy to see you all, by the way. So, how was that? 15 minutes. We'll try to have little shares. I'll go first. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, why not? That would be interesting for you to tell us what you felt and how it's been channeled. Why not?
Well, what I can say is I had no idea that what was going to come up as an idea for the polar split was the fear of feeling and the one that actually feels it all. And I really wonder how that looked for you, because for me, like, the one that feels it all looks insane, but she's not. She's just willing to feel it all. So it was like a very explosive kind of energy, and it was like coursing through my body while I'm trying to talk. So that's my share.
That's interesting, because I missed that part. I was there. However, I missed it totally. So it's a good point you think you're talking about it.
Interesting.
Okay, so I might as well go. Sorry for everybody else, but that's kind of that was a good one for me. There was lots of stuff that came up today. I was very, at some point, kind of stressful for any kind, no reason, but I was able to feel it was going. So it was very helpful. And all the ideas came and I wrote it down, and kind of now everything is more clear. That's what I can say. So it was a good one. Yeah. At the beginning with the fire, campfire, like I didn't like it at all. That's very interesting, because I'm a fire sign. I don't know. I was never able to do it. I think it's the second time I like it. So that's why I can say.
Nice. Yeah, because I remember you saying once that you, it was the first time you liked it. So you liked it this time too?
I liked it. Yeah. Good. So it's an acquired taste.
And let's remember that we're working with like the instinctual and the emotional brain. And it's like that our mind wants to be in the process, but I did ask the mind to kind of like rest, observe, you know, like not participate directly. So it's kind of interesting that it's like, I don't remember that, or I don't know when we did that. And that's the mind. That doesn't mean that your emotional body didn't do it. But that's the super interesting part, right? It's like, that involves letting go of control. It's like, I don't know how, but a part of me did it that I don't get to know after how it did it. And that's okay. Oh my God, you know? the mind doesn't agree that it's okay, but it is.
Okay, merci, thanks. So, all of you?
Thank you. I have something to share that was kind of crazy. I don't even know how to explain it, but when you said, like, let it appear, like, what... You know, I don't even have words. I cannot even speak. But it was a kind of a horse, but from the comics.
Okay.
With big eyes and big teeth. And it was very funny. And you said, like, don't judge the way it's going to come to you. And na, 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 na. And after that, you said, like, something. The other part. Like, what is the other part? At first, the other part was... My little ones, when I was like 5 or 6 years old, so cute, so smiley, so sweet, so everything, and was playing cards with the horse and laughing and having candies and everything. And it was like kind of it's like a smoke one before I did the journey. Like, I was like, what's going on, you know? But you said to not judge, so I let everything happen. And And you said something after, like to release and to feel, to let it feel or something, or what do you need so you can feel it without fear or something like that, or feel the fear without having fear or something like that. And I had my soul, like the horse was into the, it's like not even into the kids, but the horse was kind of like a comic, like phantom or something. I don't know what it was, but, and the little girl, like when you said that, my little inner child was seeing my soul kind of for the third or fourth time. And my soul just opened the arms and said, like, you can come here inside of me. I got you. Oh, and yeah. You can let all the fears like floating around because it's just like kind of illusion and phantom and floating things that you think that you add, but it doesn't exist. Let me hold you in my heart and just come into the soul and let me end all this. Like something like that. So I didn't smoke, but it was
like pretty I swear. Good.
Yeah, and I didn't eat anything crazy, and I don't know, but it was kind of funny. And at the end, like I felt that something wanted to cry, but when the soul took the little girl, it was like, you don't even need to cry no more. Like just trust. Oh yeah, when you said like, what do you need to do that, and. And the little girl said to my soul, and my soul said to the girl, like, just need to trust life, that you are a part of life and that everything is connected, and to not fear anything about that. Just let everything happen and live.
Yes.
Something like that.
Yes.
Yeah. So was my little crazy thing. Yeah.
Yes. Awesome. I love it.
I like the horse with the big teeth though.
it's fun when they're kind of like cartoon characterish. I have a lot of cartoon characters in my psyche when I'm doing work. Sometimes I'm like, oh boy. Okay. And Anna probably too, right? Yeah.
And Lewis.
Yes, Lewis too, that's true. Bring on the cartoon characters. Yeah, they just melt the fear by remembering that we can trust and we are part of life. Wow. Yep. Awesome. Who's next?
Yeah, mine was actually not a cartoon. It was like the one that doesn't want to feel or something.
Yeah.
It was a little scrawny man with glasses, you know, like almost like a librarian type guy. It was like super, super like afraid of feeling anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one was a little child me, you know? So when they merged, like, basically the librarian guy was just going through so much, like, just, like, screaming, doing, you know, like, bacon on the ground, and kind of, there was so much pockets of energy, like, that I felt in my body. It was so densely protected, and oh, like, yeah, very intense, but really good for it to come out. Yeah.
Super interesting, because it's what he was feeling was his fear of feeling.
Yeah, and then there was also, like, you know, crying and all sorts of things, screams and, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, the little librarian with glasses, it's so perfect. It's like, so no, I don't want to feel, so I'm gonna reorganize the entire library now. That should take about 7 years. Perfect. Yeah. If I flow with that metaphor, the one that feels is the one that would be, that would go in the library and take all the books out. Let's organize them by color. Yeah.
Let's color in them too.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
oh, that's nice. Cool. I like feeling all these. Good. We'll bring it back together.
I guess I'll go next. In my case, I'll have to say creature that was not wanting me to live the emotions was actually a straw creature, like, you know, a bit like a straw man, but I can't say a man. It was more like a creature because it was always transforming, changing, and made of straw. So, yeah, that was special. Other than that, so I really had this feeling of, like, again, my throat, a bunch of you know that, like, when I was in, like, grade two, the director picked me up by my collar and lifted me and shook me in the air, and I almost choked, like, I almost fainted.
Yeah.
And, no one could do anything because he was the director. So I had this feeling with my throat, and I realized it's not just that. It's also like I have stopped myself from speaking. So it's a bunch of things related to my communication chakra.
Absolutely.
And then later on, I was the fire, like I was like just, and I felt a lot more powerful. Like I can take on anything. Like I can burn fully and still be alive, still survive, and even be powerful. So that happened. And yeah, it was a bit challenging moving it up.
Of course. Yeah.
That was challenging. And I think it's going to finish the process later on this evening. So, yeah.
I love it. Just being feeling, the fire. It's like
just feeling, you know, like if you listen into your body, you also feel the releases happen.
Mm-hmm.
So in different parts of the body, just releases happen. So that's interesting.
Yes. Woo! Awesome. Yeah.
Okay. That's it for me.
Louise, let's see with your cutie pink thingies.
Hi, I'm still feeling very raw at the moment, like just wide open. I'll try and hopefully I can say this. I was sitting in my clearing watching the fire and when you said make manifest whatever's preventing me from feeling, obviously it worked because I'm feeling continuing to feel at the moment. And it was a rather large bear that just came to sit beside me at the fire. He wasn't angry, It was just there, and I wasn't afraid of the bear. Everything just hanging out. And I'm like, hey, bear, how are you? And he's like, okay, so I'm here. And then my feelings were white smoke. And it just started to wrap itself around the bear, and the bear got pretty pissed off, I have to say. The bear was pretty angry and yelling and roaring, but the smoke just kept just smoking around the bear, just encircling. It wasn't light, it was smoke just flowing all around the bear. And then it decided to just take the bear up in above the fire, way up into the sky. And the bears, finally, when it got pretty up there, it just stopped yelling. It just stopped. It just relaxed. And then it slowly just brought the bear back down. Bear got angry again. And this continued, right? Until finally the bear laid down. And I just scratched I scratched his belly. Okay. And then we all just stepped into the fire and then just continued to do this process where we went up and came back down and went up and came back down until the bear just started to be less physical. It just started to disappear, fade away. It just started to fade away. And I had some pretty intense pain in my intestines. Still feeling that a little bit. I was surprised how painful that was. I was surprised to not feel tightness in any other parts of my body. I was really, it's right around my belly button. So I was surprised. I'm still kind of surprised that that's where it was localized physically. And I was able to just bring that fire light coursing through my body. I really made a very, really tried to visualize that. But I still feel discomfort in my intestines. And I feel kind of cryy and giggly. So I don't know. I hope the bear is gone.
So basically you're feeling more connected to emotions. And the reality is that most of our emotions are in the plexus area. I think they're kind of like, you know, it's like in the sacral and like our guts. You know, we carry a lot of emotions there. I love how receptive your body is to letting you know where it is through pain. I know it, like, you know, for the mind, that's kind of like, this sucks. You know, I go on this call and it's supposed to be fun and instead of in pain, you know, like, but really what's going on is your body's hyper receptive and actually letting you know where the work is being done. And that's like super cool. A lot of people don't get that, right? A lot of people are like, well, I guess I'm feeling like this. Or, like, you know, you can tell they're not in their body. I love that whole and down and down and like, yeah. And of course, like once you get off the call and you kind of like, it'll kind of dissipate the energy, right? Because it's like a container and I'm just kind of amplifying, we're all amplifying it together. But please, if emotions come up and you feel like crying, do. Because whatever you fully cry, you cry it out of you permanently.
That's nice. You
know? The thing is, we never allow ourselves to fully cry something out. We cry a little bit, then we're like, okay, I gotta go do something. I gotta go reorganize the library or whatever, you know. Like,
I'd rather be angry. That's yeah. Always been my defense. I'd rather be angry than sad. That's me, right?
And that's the bear. Right?
Yeah, it's a big motherfucker. Excuse my language. Yeah. It's a big bear. He's mad. That bear was mad.
Yeah. And like the metaphor of like of it going up more into like the ethereal place, you know, where it's like that would kind of calm it down, you know. And then as soon as it was coming back, like there's so many beautiful aspects to that whole imagery that you receive, like wow. But it's a little intense. Anger is a defense, right? Anger is a defense mechanism for you. And it's like,
yeah,
the more you can get underneath it and actually go feel the things, like, you know,
the grief, probably has something
similar to mine. Yeah, a lot of grief. And like the feeling that if I fully feel this, whatever, I'll be on the ground wallowing and I won't be able to protect my daughter or something. You know, like,
I'll never stop crying. Yeah. I'll never stop, right? That's it. But I have to tell you, it's a gift to actually be able to say this and to say this and to be witnessed saying this and to not feel like I'm insane. Mm-hmm. So thank you. But I don't think I'll be in this permanent state of grief and sadness, but I'm glad to feel like I don't need an angry bear to prevent me from just, like you say, shedding these tears of pain, you know?
Yeah. The feeling of feelings. It's like, I got you, and then you just, And we all have that fear that if I start crying, I'm just going to be on the ground. I'm never going to stop crying, you know? And then the mind's like, and then I won't be able to take care of my daughter. I won't be able to go work. I won't be able to feed myself. I won't be able to this. I won't be, you know? And it's like, first of all, it's not going to last forever, you know?
No.
If we fully allow ourselves to feel something, it'll last the time it'll last, but it's not going to be forever. You don't know how long it's going to last, and that's okay.
Still crying. It feels good though. I feel lighter.
Yes.
Thank you for listening.
Because that really is true. Whatever you cry out of you, you cry it out for good. But if we could just allow ourselves to fully cry and grieve whatever it is that's there, you're freeing it. You know, you're not just freeing yourself. It's not like I'm gonna cry and get that out of me. No. it's like finally, it's just like, oh, finally I can just be felt. Oh my god. Ah. And then it's like, ah, space. Yeah. Well, we're all cheering you on.
Oh, thank you.
Then I got a wave. Just kidding. Well, actually, they kind of did the wave. There was a wave going.
Thanks, thank you. Okay, how do I do this?
All right. So, anybody else want to share something? Not necessary, but feel free to.
I can share. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Hey, Jeanette.
Hey. My being that was afraid was the was a full military person, goggles, yes, helmet, rifle, everything, standing there. And then the one feeling, the feelings, was this it was this short, small thingy of it reminded me of like a miniature version of those air balloons that they put up at like stores that just wave back and forth. We have those to attract attention, but it was small, and it was like gel filled is what it looked like. It was this pinkish little thing. I don't know what it was. So that was kind of surprising. But it was just waving back and forth, like no structure to hold it up. It was kind of the sense of it. And then I think to me, the other big thing was just, I felt like I was just kind of having convulsions the whole time, just energy at the root chakra. And just kind of waves going up, making my eyes like roll back, that kind of thing going on, that I used to get more, that I hadn't been having as much lately. That was just kind of like nonstop through the whole thing until maybe 5 minutes from the end of it. And I'm trying to think, we went into the campfire. That's all I can really say. It was very much physical sensation, yes, rather than what I would call emotion that I was feeling.
I like that.
Yeah, that's all I got.
That's plenty. I like that, Eloise, too. It was like very physical. Like, I like that it's physical because emotions are physical, right? Emotions are chemical reactions in your physical body. So we tend to think of emotions as like some like, you know, flowy, airy thing or whatever. And it's like, it's not exactly accurate. So it's like, if we can actually feel in the body where that is, that's awesome. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
And let's not forget also that, you know, for the physical, like the instinctive brain governs your physical body and the emotional brain governs your emotional body. But these two parts of your brain have no, they're merged together. They don't see that they're separate. A physical pain and an emotional pain for these parts of your brain are the exact same thing. So like I'm having a feeling too, that there's like the part of us that would be able to tell the difference. Oh, this is an emotion from, oh, this is a physical symptom, our cortex, neocortex. But it's like the whole process we're doing right now, we're really honing into these other parts of the brain. So I think to a certain extent for the emotional brain and physical pain and emotional discomfort are pretty hard to differentiate what they are.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah.
All right. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
So what time is it? It's 8:15. It's 9:15 for you in normal Eastern time. So if everyone else is okay. I'm debating. I'm waiting to see if Maria wants to say something or not. I don't know if you're waving to say no or.
Hello. Mine's pretty quick. I had a bit of distractions. I was first in my bedroom trying to charge my phone, and I don't know, people were coming in and out, my son. So I had to leave and go to my hammock. Once we started the meditation, so that was fine. As I got into when you were saying the fear and whatever is feeling the fear, I couldn't. So the fear to me showed up in a little music box. It was a music box. And I believe inside the music box was my fear.
Mm.
And as I looked at the music box, the one feeling the fear, there was no image of anything. So I guess it's me, as I'm staring at this box. I did shine the light on the box. The box didn't open. I was shining light on the box. I was trying to bring the fear. I was trying to release the fear in some way, and it wouldn't come up. And typically when during meditation, if something's not, you know, if I'm not responding well to, or I forget whatever with the process is going, I get hard on myself and say, you know, oh, you know, you're not, you fell asleep, or, you know, mm-hmm. So I didn't really judge myself. The first thing in my mind is the first instinct was, you're not ready. Because I've been, I guess, going through the last couple of weeks have been challenging. So I've been releasing in this process of this past week that I guess, I don't know if I was ready to release all that fear. So all I felt was calm. As much as I was trying to open myself up, but the meditations, I still felt good in the end. I didn't really, the only other than what stood out was the music box and shining the light on the music box. The box didn't open, but it kind of became transparent.
Okay, cool.
And those were really just the major images in my, and I continued with the meditation. And in the end, I just felt calm. I didn't feel any fear. And so I'm not even gonna, maybe it wasn't ready to come out, or maybe I don't know. So all I know is I feel good even after the meditation. So I'll take it for what it is, and maybe I'll have to re-listen and see if you know, I'm able to do it on my own. Mm. So it's just interesting that typically I can really get into the meditation. It's not difficult to get into the meditation, but maybe it's the topic. Maybe there's just something inside me that's still protecting me from releasing a deep fear. I'm not sure. That's mm-hmm. just my guess. So that's it for me. Yeah.
I think the most important thing in what you just said is that you didn't go in the place that you would normally have gone when you're not able to like do it, you know, which is super, super cool. It's like getting to notice like, oh, normally this would be making me feel like this, and I'd be going in this, and I'd be doing this, and I'd be generating this emotion in me, and I'd be doing this, and you weren't doing it. And you were actually like peaceful and calm about it. So to me, that feels like that's the valuable piece for you right now. And it's true. Sometimes we do a meditation and it's like, oh, there's part of me that's not like, nope, not going there. Like, it's not like you didn't see, you know, like you saw a box, you saw like a process letting you know, like it's like your psyche letting you know, like not right now. I like that it became transparent though. And I would have had a tendency to want to like, where's the little thing that we can do? But yeah, actually, we'll get to see each other soon so we can talk about it more. Cool. Okay. Well. We might be done because I don't want to, I'm trying to not go overnight. It's very hard for me to do that. I have to talk less at the beginning so that we have more time to meditate. Because I like it when it's like almost like an hour, 20 minutes, good, long meditation.
But we also have to find a way to have just an hour all together about, you know, talking just about all of that, like from the month, or let's say, I don't know, I think at the end of the month could be better. Or at the beginning of the month could be good too, like what we just passed through the last month. So we can, I don't know, something that we can, you know, talk more together.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Cause it's like it's fun because it's fun when it's more interactive when we talk and we can kind of like actually all kind of like talk together at a certain point, which would be interesting as well. But okay. So for now, for tonight. Thank you. And please redo it. Nothing, you can redo this process. Campfire stuff is awesome. And it's like the images will change and morph and stuff, you know, like it's, you can redo this and it'll change. And that's what's really fun about it. Bye.